today. Here's what I'm going to do over the next, I don't know how long it's going to take. It could be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. You see the picture today on the worship guide. It's just a rough picture of me, and it says making it. And that's what I'm going to talk about over the next several weeks until I feel like I can get my feet a little more firm. Okay? And I know that it's going to be good because you're just like I am. Not everybody's going through what I'm going through. Many have, and many are right now, still. But then you got all these other things you're going through. And you feel like quitting, giving up. Well, that's just not an option. Okay? And I just don't want that to be an option for me, and I don't want to be an option for you. Okay? And whatever it is you're facing. So I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. I've been looking and reviewing all the hundreds of messages I've preached over the years. And usually if it's a series, whatever it's called, there'll be a message inside of a series. And it's just been something I didn't even realize I was doing it. I'm always trying somewhere along the way to help you to make it. And so I've been calling those messages back, spending time. Lord, help me. And I'll tell you, I got a lot of them. And so that also keeps me from having to worry with my mind so much to feel that pressure of having something new to say all the time. And so I'm letting God's Word minister back into my life. And I'm spending time like that. And before you ever hear it up here, you're going to know that I've eat it up real good. All right? And so today, first message. And it's ugly. Okay? Here, don't make frowny faces. Here we go. Today's message in the series, Making It, is called, can you say it with me? The what? Here's the good news, though. There is some light up there. Amen? There is some light. Can you move the pit off that? Can you back it up and show me that? Now, you inside the pit. But the good news is, how the heck do I get out of this hole? But, wait a minute. There is light. There's some light up there at the top. Amen? I gotta get up there. All right? So let's talk about the pit today. It's quite a long, lengthy message. It's going to cover a lot of things today. All right? So let's go with it. Here we go. We're rolling, Raj. So are you in a pit? You might say, no, I'm not in a pit today. Good. I'm glad you're not. I am. Got it? Say. You shouldn't be in a pit. You better duck if you come and tell me that. Excuse me. People like you that tell people shouldn't be in a pit are useless. It's not helping anybody. You're not in a pit. Tell that guy in a pit that he's in a pit. They ain't a pit. Tell those Chilean workers in that mine, you ain't all caught up down there. Really? Not really. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that stupid? Yes or no? All right. We got that off my chest. So are you in a pit? There are four ways. There's probably more, but I want to talk about four ways that you can get into a pit. Now, I preached this message before. Some of you might be remembering some of it. Good. This is good review for us. If I need it, you can use it. Okay? But the difference is, probably last time I preached that, I wasn't in a pit. And I'm trying to help you out of your pit. The difference is now I'm in a pit and I'm like trying to get help. All right? There's only one way out of this pit. Say it with me. Here it is. Cry out to God for help. It's the only way out of the pit. I'm telling you right now. Cry out to God for help. And we're going to see that there's other things that people say and do. And, you know, we're going to see that ain't going to work. So let's look at the pit today. Four ways. Now, that's a deep old dark hole right there. And I'll be honest with you. That's where I spend a lot of my time. But you read your Bible. Now, if you really read it, you'll find out there's a lot of people in that book that were in a pit. See, the Bible isn't just all the fairy tale land. Everybody's happy, 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 smiling. No, there's mess in there and there's junk in there. And it helps us know if they made it, we can make it. But that's a dark place. There's four ways to get into a pit. First one is I jumped into the pit. Let him go. Number two, I stumbled into a pit. Number three, pop it up. I got shoved into a pit. Number four, I got bumped into a pit. I want to talk about it today. Here's the bottom line. We can argue who, you know, your situation's worse than my situation because, see, my situation was it. Here, hello, shut up. We're in this hole. Unless we work together, fool, we're not getting out of the hole. Y'all got it? Yes or no? Yeah, but I shouldn't be in the hole. All right, but you're in the hole. Jumped. What do I mean? That's many times things you and I do that are sinful, they're horrible, they're wicked, and we just absolutely destroy our life. And you're in a pit because of it. Number two, stumbled. That means you fell. You fell. You went after your lust, your own desires, your actions. And it's not necessarily the person you are who makes up your whole being, but you know what? You did it. And you now are in the pit. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Number three, you got shoved. And I'll be honest with you. I've done plenty in my life to jump in there myself and stuff, but this is where I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like I got shoved into a pit. Guys, I'm just telling you straight up, okay? And that happens in life. Sometimes people come into your life and betray you, hurt you. You know, it just happens. I'm sorry. It won't happen one day when you get to heaven. Thank God. But as long as you're on planet Earth, wow. Can I just see a show of hands? How many ever got shoved into the pit? Can I see your hand? You see what I'm saying? And they're not all the same situations. That doesn't mean you're a saint. How many ever shoved somebody into a pit? Can I see your hand? Yeah, there we go. But you're in the pit. And the fourth way is you get bumped into the pit. What do I mean? Circumstances caused me to get into this pit. That can be the death of a loved one. We know people die, but it's horrible. And so many times people go through unbelievable despair when they lose a loved one. It can be a career. It can be a number of things. I'm just telling you, there are circumstances that you're going to face in life that many times are going to bump you. And you're going to go spiraling down into a dark place. That's what I'm talking about today. But here's the bottom line. Are y'all awake so far? Okay, the bottom line is this. It's not how you got there. It's that you're there. I'm in a pit. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're in a pit. We could stop right there. I'll go home and be depressed. Or we can take it further and let's see how we can get out. Regardless of how you got in the pit, you are there. Let's talk a little bit about it. Question. Are you going to, say it with me, quit in the pit? One more time. Are you going to quit in the pit, or is this going to just be a pit stop? You know what I'd like for my life? I'm just being honest with you. Am I in the pit? Absolutely. Darkest days of my life I've been living the last few weeks. It's the truth. Whether you believe it or not. And I could care less if you do. However, I do not want to quit in the pit. I would like this to be a pit stop in my life. You know, and I like that. It is. I appreciate that. That's what I want, and that's the communication I need back to me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a pit stop, Pastor. Amen? And I want to tell you that in your life, whatever it is that's got you in that hole, why don't you let's determine by the grace of God that that's going to be a pit stop for you? But here's what happens. A lot of people quit. And they pitch a fit. I'm mad in this hole. That only going to last so long. You can hit the wall, but that hurts your knuckles in that pit. You see what I'm saying? They pitch a fit. And I understand.
Is that going to get you out of the hole? Don't think so.
They want a hit in the pit. That's what a lot of people feel. And I understand that. They begin to do this. Say it with me. Sit and even knit in the pit. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. The pit can become comfortable. I do not want my pit to become comfortable. Because here's what happens. Here's what ends up happening. Many people begin to feel at home in the pit. And you think that's the rest of your life. I do not want to think what I'm going through right now is the rest of my life. I don't want you to think what you're going through is the rest of your life. I want you to have an attitude that's different than that. And God's going to have to give you that. God's going to have to give me that. Okay? Many times in the pit, they're at home, they set up shop. And here's what they say. Welcome to my dungeon. You know people like that say? Many of you probably felt like that today coming to church, didn't you? I'm going to come to church, I'm going to support Pastor Gary, and I'm going to watch him cry again. And it still might happen before I'm over. But you know what? Listen, I've always wanted you to be glad. I've always wanted you to be encouraged. That is who I am. I mean, sometimes I don't think I'm that person, but as I look back over the years, that is really what I want for you. I want you to be happy. I want you to not happy with doing stupid things, but happy in the Lord, happy with your life, happy with your family. I want you to be glad. I mean, that's what we should want for each other, right? All right? So I don't want you coming on Sunday morning, welcome to the fellowship dungeon. That ain't happening. Amen? This is a happy place. Even in sad times, hard times, it can be a happy place. Amen? And that's what I want. Okay, so look, I don't want to get comfortable in this hole. Don't, say it with me, quit. Don't do that. See, I think this is good for me to go over some of my messages and let them preach to me. Don't you? And they're totally different than when I wrote them years ago because it's a whole new eyeballs looking at them and a hard experience. But this helped me in my office. Make your pit a pit stop. Now, how are we going to do that? Now, I've just been giving little talks right now so far, but now we got to get some word here this morning. You got to get some grit. You know what? I was feeling a little low Tuesday night, and I knew it's a hard night on me because my daughter's away at school, and I'm alone. And you know what I did? I called Uncle Larry Simpson. I went to see Larry. You can always get food at Larry's house. And that man is a crazy John Wayne fan. I said, do you have the movie True Grit? And I needed me some Rooster Cogburn. And I sat down with Larry, and I watched that movie, and Chuck, Coach Barris was with me. We had a good time, didn't we? And now I'm going to go probably see the new one. You see what I'm saying? I can quit in a pit, or I can get me some True Grit. Amen? Come on. There's John Wayne. I'm going to tell you who's the John Wayne in my life. My mother. My mother stared down the barrel of a .357 Magnum. And I believe her last words to my stepfather as he shot her was, you can't threaten me with heaven. She's my John Wayne. Amen? And I know mama's in heaven telling me, boy, you better get up. That's what my mama's saying. Boy, what is wrong with you? I'll knock you out. That's the way she was. Absolutely. We need like mamas like that in our life, don't we? Amen? So I've got a few of you mamas like that in this building. That's what you've been telling me. Amen? Need some grit. We need to use our brain. If we're going to get out of this hole, God's given us a brain. He doesn't want us to go into just craziness. Amen? He wants us to keep us alert, scripture, know what scriptures are, make good decisions. That's very important if we're going to get out. And also, we need to take the bit. What do I mean? We need to take that obedient spirit, meekness. What does that mean? Meekness is strength under control. Can you say that with me? Strength under control. If you get out of control in the pit, you're not going to get out. I'm not going to get out. I've got to maintain strength, but under the Holy Spirit's control. And I can come on out of this. The picture of meekness is a totally obedient warhorse, controlled. He's huge. He's powerful. He can stomp you to death. But he has that bit, and his master can turn him wherever he needs to go. I hate to tell you, but if you're in the pit, that needs to be your disposition. You hearing me this morning? And trust me, I'm hearing me this morning. That's what I need to do. I need to cry out to God for help. He can help me. You believe that? Yeah! He can help you in the pit. So let's look at it real quick. Read that with me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You know who wrote that? Jeremiah. You're going to see scriptures later. There's no man in the Bible that's been in a pit more than Jeremiah. And we don't talk a lot about Jeremiah. The pit ain't popular, right? Say. So we pass over him because all he does is cry. Wrote a book called Lamentations, which means cry. Amen? I want something happy. Well, I'm sorry. There's some of us in a pit that need a little Jeremiah right now. Amen? So we're going to look at some of that in a lot of scriptures. Let's go real quick. Let's review real quick. What happens if you've caused your own demise? What happens if you're the reason you are in that pit? You jumped. You did it. You can't blame me. You can't blame somebody else in that. You did it! What should you do? Confession. I did it. Can you say that with me? I did it. I agree with you, God. You will never get out of the pit by excuse making. If you ever go to somebody and try to apologize to them and at the same time you're blaming them at the same time, that is crap. Y'all hearing me this morning? I'm telling you, that's not how we get out of the pit, man, when we've jumped in it. How do we know? The scripture teaches us. David. We know what David did with Bathsheba and then had her husband killed. It's incredible. He was a man after God's own heart. Here's what he did. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Say that with me. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when you speak and you be clear when you judge. You're right, I'm wrong, God. You hearing me, yes or no? That's how you get out if you jump in. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity. In sin, my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquities. Is there any question about his confession here? Say. Do I like what David did? No. However, boy, he confessed it, didn't he? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So how do you get out of the pit if you jumped in it? Confession. Agree with God. If you're blaming at the same time you're agreeing with God, he's not hearing that. Okay? It's between you and God. He's God, you're not. Amen? That's how you get out. I'm not saying it's going to get you out all overnight, but that's how you get out. Got it? Say, you cry out to God for help. How about the second one we looked at? What happens if you fail? This isn't necessarily been the character of your life. But you did it and you fell. Anybody ever fail? Can I see your hand this morning in the house? Look at all you failures. Right? How do we get out if we fail? fell. How do I get out? I'm in here. I fell. Here we go. Repentance. Can you say that word with me? Repentance. It's like confession. Very similar. Repentance means turning away. Turning away. Turning away and going back in the direction towards God. You understand? I'm sorry. I turn back to you, God. That's how you do it. What? Who do we see in the Bible? The guy who Jesus said is going to run the whole show, Peter. Amen. He wasn't a pope, but he certainly was the leader. Amen. Now, Peter sat without the palace. Now, this is when Jesus is being apprehended and going to be crucified. And a damsel came unto him saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. Say it with me. But he denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that were there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he what? Denied with an oath. I don't know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said unto Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for his what? I can tell you're a Christ follower. Your behavior, your talk gives it away. You're a follower of Christ. Your speech is giving you away. Then Peter began to curse and said, excuse me, damn it! I don't know him! I've never said that in church before. But you know what? We always like to sugarcoat, don't we? We always like to say he said dang it or something, right? If you have fallen, don't sugarcoat it. Turn from it. Repent of it. Know that you can be forgiven because your speech gives you away. You're a Christian. You can do this thing. You can come out of that pit. Are y'all hearing me this morning? That should encourage us, right? Then Peter began to curse and swear, saying, I don't know the man. And immediately the cock crew. Amen? So, we've been learning. Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Say that last part with me. And he went out and what? Does that sound like repentance? Sure it is. Did Peter go on to do great? Did Peter get a little depressed? Yes, he did. I saw it in John 21. He did. Felt like quitting. He was in the pit. But did Peter come out of that pit and become a mighty man of God and preach the word of God and strong for Jesus? Of course he did. You can too. Okay? I can too. Let's keep looking. We need to cry out to God for help. How are we doing, Raj? Shoved. And I'm just being honest with you. That's what I feel like in my situation. Now, I've done many times, jumped in there, stumbled in there. Don't get me wrong. But in this situation, I feel like I got shoved into it. Just telling you straight up. You can argue with somebody else, but don't come arguing with me about it. Okay? Shoved. What do you do if you've been shoved? Vengeance! Right? Is the Lord's. You repay. You understand? Okay? I give them to you, God. In the pit, you think you can fix things. I'm a fixer. That's what my brother Terry calls me. He says, you're a fixer. You've always been a fixer. And that's been good for me for most of my life. Except if you're a fixer and you can't fix, you want to jump off a bridge. You understand? How many are fixers? Can I see your hand? You understand? Some things you just can't fix. You got to just turn that situation over to God and give it to God. And God just has to deal with the situation. Let's look at Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was in a deep hole. Now, these are rough scriptures. I'm going to read them to you. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I'll cause thee to hear my words." Verse 11, "Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah," listen to me now, "to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you. I devise a device against you. Return you now every one from his evil way. Make your ways and your doings good." And they said, "There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices. We will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart." Then said they, "Come, let us devise devices against who?" Jeremiah. Jeremiah's trying to do the right thing. Speak for the Lord. And it turns around, they come against Jeremiah. "For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite him with the tongue. Let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord. Hearken to the voice of them that contend with me." Hearken not. "Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they've digged a what? A pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine." Jeremiah speaking. "Pour out their blood by the force of the sword. Let their wives be bereaved of their children and be widows. Let their men be put to death. Let their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly against them. For they've digged a what? Pit to take me and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from their sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal with them in the time of what? Thy anger." And then Lamentations is this book that he just wrote crying. "All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us. Desolation and destruction. My eyes run down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye trickles down and ceases not without any intermission." Jeremiah is crying all the time in a pit. He can't get any relief. "Till the Lord looked down and beheld, and behold from heaven, my eye affects my heart because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies chase me sore like a bird without cause. They've cut off my life in the dungeon." Can you believe God would let a prophet get this low? Yes or no? "And cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I'm cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord." Say it with me. "Out of the low dungeon." I hate that there's scriptures like this in the Bible. I mean, they just ain't pleasant. But on the other hand, you ever been in a low dungeon? Say, aren't you glad that you can see it's okay to cry like that? "Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not your ear at my breathing and at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou said, Fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach. O Lord, all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device are against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up." Can you say that last line? "I am their music." He felt in that pit like the evil people were singing about him in that hole, killing him. "Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heaven of the Lord." That is horrible scripture, isn't that right? Say. They would tell me, "Gary, you can never build a church reading those scriptures." That's what the church people will tell you that plan big churches. And I'm like, it's in the Bible. Amen? Say, when you're in the pit, when you feel like you've been shoved, You cannot take vengeance into your own hands. Amen? You turn people over to God that's wronged you. You just got to. It might even sound unkind as a Christian, doesn't it, say? Because we just want to be all sweet all the time. I'm telling you, God has things in the Scriptures for a reason. Because you really have to get, I have to, you have to, in your situation, I have to turn things over to God. Certain things I can't fix. And it's really important for me to do that, or I'm not going to get out of that hole. Y'all got it? Yes or no? Okay? Hope you learned something from Jeremiah. Not from me, that's him. Bumped. Circumstances, things happen in your life just because you're living life. And you're in the pit. Here's what you need. You need faith. You need to say, I trust you. And by the way, all these four things I've talked about, you can use a little bit of each one in your situation, be honest with you. But faith, I trust you. Regardless of the circumstance you're going through that's got you down in that hole, the idea that you need to have is, I believe in you, God. I believe in you, God. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith because something's happened in your life that's horrible. Okay? You got to believe in God. Look at Job. Job lost everything. Well, he lost all his children. Y'all remember the story? What did Job say? Then Job arose. He rent his mantle. He shaved his head. I've already done that. He fell down on the ground. He worshiped. I want to tell you how hard I've been praying. You know how Muslims pray and they lay down like this? Real tight in a ball? That's how I've been praying lately. I figure God can use one of me, people like me, praying to the true God, all wrapped up in a ball. Amen? It's all right. How many other people been in a pit and you found yourself wrapped up in a ball too? Can I see you? See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not alone. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, say it with me, and the Lord hath taken away, help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith, trust, and in all this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. That's when we're in that pit and we start blaming God. We lose our faith, and you're never going to get out of the hole that way. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. When you're in that pit, people are going to tell you certain things to do that is not biblical, it's not right. That's what she said. He said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil in all this? Say it with me. Job did not sin with his lips. The pit. How you doing? Regardless of how you got into the pit, say it with me. You're there. Now, are you going to quit in the pit? Or is this going to be a pit stop? I don't know if y'all know where I'm from. I'm from Rockingham. That's where I'm from. I'm going to tell you that right now, baby. Richard Petty's just right up the road. Okay, Kel Yarborough's down towards Darlington. All right? And those fellows, their car might stall. They might get in a wreck. But, buddy, they're out there next Sunday. Amen? And they're racing. And I want my experience to be a pit stop. I know I'm talking up here like this today, but I mean, that's what I need to say. I don't need to be saying other stuff. I need to be saying this. Amen? And you need to be hearing this, and you need to be doing this in your life. You can try to claw your way out, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to wear your fingernails out. Going up that wall, you ain't going to make it. You can try to cuss your way out. I'm going to say something, and I know you're probably going to leave church because I'm fixing to say this. Don't do it, right, Don? Don used to have what he called a crap counter, and he would say in a service, he would see how many, he said, you did it three times today. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're in a pit, I'm telling you, it's not right, I understand that, but you understand where cussing comes from. You understand what I'm saying? If Peter did it, you think you might not do it? You crazy? That's just part of it. But I'm going to tell you something. You cuss till the cows come home.
but that ain't going to get you out of the pit. Amen? You can come up with some doozies. Ain't going to get you out of the pit, is it? Say, no. So I don't recommend that. You can try to climb your way out. You climb. Now, I want you to try. Try to work through this thing. However, if it's just you trying to climb, it's a long way up there. The only real way to get out of this pit, say it with me. Come on. Cry out to, for, one more time. Cry out to God for, one more time. Cry out to God for, that's a whole lot better than cussing, ain't it? Yeah, that's good stuff. Praise the Lord. All right, we're almost done. David cried out for help. Did he get out of the pit? Sure he did. Were there consequences? Of course there were. But did he get out of the pit? Yes. Keep looking. Peter cried out for what? Help. Absolutely. Jeremiah cried out for help. Amen. Job cried out for, guess what? Here we go. Some verses I'm going to finish with this. I'm not going to miss them because I've been reading them. I want to share them with you. Pop it up, Raj. We're going to run. The righteous cry and the Lord hears them. Cry out to God for help. He delivers them from all their troubles. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And thou shalt glorify me. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will hear their cry. He will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Good scriptures. Amen. Cry to the Lord. What I'm talking about. Anyway, that's my message today. Are you in a pit? Flight. Here we go. Don't quit. I'm pretty well done. Let's stand together. Thank you so much. Wow.